Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for tuning in today as we go live to Hope City, Sheffield. We pray that this message inspires, encourages, and builds your faith as you listen. Enjoy the message.
So there's a noise in this place. Have you sensed that there is a flutter of noise, like a good sound in this place, like the sound that something good is about to happen? I don't know, like it's still pretty quiet, isn't it? Like everyone's still fairly quiet, but there's a rumble in the jungle, isn't there? Like you can hear that there's a sound of praise in this place, as if someone's grabbed the volume knob and they've turned it up. Like you don't need to be all loud right now, because you kind of know reflectively what I'm talking about. It's as if people are hooking into the sound of promise again. Like his eternal unbreakable promises. It's as if people are hooking into the sound of praise. Just the sound of praise. There's kind of like a new sound of praise in Hope City Church. It's just, there's something about this moment right now. There's something about what's happening in church life that you know that we are tangibly changing our future. Like praise is connected to chains broken. Silence is connected to nothing much, but praise is connected to chains broken. You know, the promises of God are connected to prison doors being opened. And oh gosh, I'm just intent on turning the volume switch button knob up on your life. This is how the Bible starts. And the way something starts tells you everything about God and everything about you. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was like formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said," well, that'll do. "And there was chaos, utter chaos. And what did God do about it? He said something. He didn't just think about it. He didn't just flick his fingers. He didn't sulk about it. The Bible says, and God spoke. And God said." He didn't feel it. He said it. And you need to come out of good feels. You come out of bad feelings, and you need to come into great speaking and great speech. Your answer is not in your feelings. Your answer is in your speakings. I sound like that Go Compare guy, you know, compare the market, the meerkat just then, in your speakings. He didn't just blink it. He didn't imagine it. He spoke. And the difference between chaos, that's where we're at, and chaos completed, is you. It's what happens through your mouth is what brings chaos into completion. That's what you need, is to change the sound of you. It doesn't happen through an explosion of knowledge. It happens not even through knowing the Word of God or words from God. It happens through the Word being spoken, not being known. See, you think this just happens through belief. Nothing happens through belief alone. It's only through belief and through the speaking of belief that anything happens. The singular reason why chaos has entered into your life is to take you from a lower order to a higher order. And that storm of chaos has wiped out some friendships. The storm of chaos has wiped out some business opportunities. The storm of chaos has wiped out some promotions and wiped out something that looked fairly stable in your life. Everything that can be shaken shall be shaken. But it's not to leave you there. The purpose of chaos is to wipe out the past and for you to lock yourself into the future. Chaos has taken you from a lower order into disorder. But it's through not the word of God, but through the spoken word of God that you'll go from chaos to a higher order, a higher order. Bigger, better, brighter than you've ever seen before through the words of your mouth. Because in the beginning, God said, he didn't flick his fingers. He didn't tap his foot. God said, because he's left a blueprint for humanity. If God had to say it, then this is the way God creates things. This is the way God brings the higher order in through the vocalization of the word of God. For you to get the four chairs to turn, you're going to have to be the voice. It's not what you look like. It's not your socioeconomic background. It's not your gender. Heaven is so politically correct that in one respect it's turned the other way. And all it's looking for is the voice. All heaven's looking for. It's not someone tall, dark, and handsome. It's not somebody beautiful. It's not somebody competent. It's not somebody who's been thoroughly successful. All the chairs need is the sound. And we want all four chairs to turn around. We want all the four chairs of our future to turn around in anticipation. We are yanking them out of the future and into the present. How? By the voice. Who's the voice? You're the voice. You're the voice. And you're the sound, and your future depends on the sound that you make. The reason why God spoke was because it's how the power of God is released, through speaking the word of God. Follow me through. His word doesn't release power. His spoken word releases power. You're going to have to get this. You're going to have to get yourself beyond reflection. I'm a reflective Christian. I'm a quiet Christian. Yeah, but you're a barren Christian. Because this has to go beyond the word of God into the spoken word of God. God didn't think it. God spoke it. You're going to have to move this word of yours because you're full of belief, but your belief's not good enough because you're speaking junk. That's why things aren't happening. Because you're thinking it and you're believing it, thinking, why doesn't it happen? It's because you ain't speaking it. You're speaking what everybody else says. You're just describing your mountains. You're not saying mountain be moved. Every day you're describing the size of your mountains, and it's not good enough because in the beginning, God did not describe the chaos. God didn't describe the darkness. In the beginning, God spoke into the darkness and he said, let there be light. Come on, Hope City Church. You've got to be the voice. You've got to find your voice. You've got to be a voice to project and express the word of God that you know in your heart to be true. But you're going to have to change from being a quiet Sam to being noisy. Not shouting, speaking, declaring. The power's in the word, but its release is in the voice. The power, the word of God's like a capsule. It's a capsule filled with power. But the power's released by the speaking. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word. Wow, what are you saying, Lord? Why isn't he the beautiful one? Why isn't he the Lord of lords, Lord of hosts, because he's trying to say something to you. In the beginning was the Word. What is the Word? The expression of God. It's not good enough just to know God. It's not good enough just to be God. See, it says that God created, and the word God is Elohim, which is plural. And so it's an indication of the Trinity. And if the Father God is the president and the Holy Spirit's the power, then Jesus is the expression. See, it's important that you express your faith, because when you do, you get closer to God. Because God isn't just power. God isn't just presidency. He's not just Lord. God is expression. In the beginning was the expression of God. You think, well, that's weird. Yeah, but when you're God, you're allowed to be weird. And when you're God, you realize a huge part of God isn't just holding it in, but it's expressing it. That's why, if you know the Bible, he wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the storm. He was in the expression. That when you take the Word of God and express the Word of God, God fills his Word with his power. If you're silent, nothing happens. If you speak, everything happens. God is, God was the expressed Word of God, the expression of truth. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The expression was with God, and the substance of that expression was God. Jesus was and is the Word, and the Word was and is Jesus. He was with God in the beginning. Verse 3, through him all things were made. Without the Word, nothing was made that has been made. Without the Word, nothing was made. With no expression, nothing happened. With the expression, everything happened. How do we get chemicals? Because of the spoken Word of God. Why are there birds? The spoken Word of God. Why is there rocks? Because God spoke. Why are there angels? It's because God spoke. There's nothing in all creation that didn't come from a word from God. So what makes you so different that you can be so silent? I thought you were made in the image of God. In other words, you're an expressive person. It's just you spend your days expressing junk. Somebody sabotaged your vocal cords. And the chairs remain turned. But you want to turn the chairs by becoming like God. In the image of God, we are expressive people. Every rock, every chemical, every tree, every bird, every angel, every drop of rain comes from the Word. Not from a vacuum, but from a plethora of living words, a canon of truth and thought, capsules of power wrapped up in the person of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Everyone say uh-huh. So what's God waiting for? Well, he's waiting for your expression. It's been sabotaged. You've just become thermometers. You've forgotten to become a thermostat. You've just become describers of mountains. You spend your whole life describing how bad you feel. But if you could describe how good God is over the top of how bad you feel, that's the expression of God's Word. This is what Hebrews 4 verse 12 says about the Word of God, and it's a famous passage, and it says, for the Word of God is alive. It's alive. The Word of God is alive. It's not a philosophical book.
It's alive and is active. This thing's vibrating. This thing's buzzing. This thing's radioactive. It's alive. It's living. It's a living thing. It's the Word of God. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes. It's like a surgeon's knife. Only the Word of God can get to the places that nothing and nobody else can get to. The division between soul and spirit. Where on earth is that? It's because God knows you better than you know you. He divides the actions and the intents of the heart. He gets you. And to not involve God in your transformation is to make two steps forward in change and two steps back. Like 99% of every diet on the planet, you end up bigger. Because it's not infused with the Word of God. God's the transforming God. I mean, 75% of our problems are us. Change your marriage, you're still there. You need a miracle with you. There's some horrible things about you that a psychologist can't change. Most psychologists more affirm than challenge. What you need is the surgeon's knife called the Word. How do you change? Through the meditation, the expression of God's Word. Re-identifying, re-speaking, declaring. The Word of God gets you. It's got the power to shift you, to change you, to transform you. This is what Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 23:29. My word's like, gosh, it's like fire. My word's like fire, declares the Lord. And let's not stop there. It's like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. This is the Word of God. This is what created you. You started with the Word. In the beginning wasn't nothing. In the beginning was the vibration of the Word. God is the Word of intent and the Word of expression. That's what was there at the beginning. And we were made like God, in the image of God. He's trying to tell us something in order that we might move into the complete destiny that he has for our lives. A fire cleanses. Well, we kind of need some cleansing. A fire melts. There's some stuff in your life that needs melting. A fire clears the way. We need a way being cleared. A fire warms. Well, some of you need warming. A hammer breaks rocks. Here we go. A hammer crushes mountains. A hammer smashes barriers. How on earth is that barrier going to be broken in your life? You've tried every single thing except for the expression, the continued expression of the Word of God. Why? Because His Word's like a hammer. God's like Thor. He's ready to smash. He's ready to bring down opposition. He's ready to bring down your enemies. And He's waiting for you. In actual fact, even though Jesus is like Thor, He wants you to become like Thor. He wants you to pick up the mallet of God's Word. He wants you to pick up the sword of the Spirit of God. He wants you to pick up the arrow of fire. Without that, the world is too dark for you to penetrate. You need heaven to come. And you need to employ the hammer. Why leave it on the ground? Why leave it in your heart? I've got a hammer in my heart. Yeah, but it's useless. It's a hammer, so you're full of potential. You're not scaring anyone. Yeah, my heart's on fire. I don't want your heart to be on fire. I want fire to come out from your heart so that everything around you catches fire. Come on, church. Come on, come on, come on. There's power in you, yet it's dormant power. It requires a voice. It needs a mouthpiece. It needs somebody to say, let there be light. Psalm 19, verse 104, the word is a lamp to my feet, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Yet it needs to be declared to become light. It is, but it's not. It is. Like, you can know it, you can read it, you can meditate on it. But until you speak it, it's not a light. Because God's light. But there was no light until he said, let there be light. Then there was light. Why? Because God loves expression. He loves expression. He's the Word. And the Word is the expression of intent and truth. And that's what you need to become. More expressive. More expressive. This is the way you got saved. I'm blown out by this. Sorry for all the scriptures. Sorry, not sorry. Gosh, what am I saying here? I mean, Romans 10 verse 9 and 10 says, if you declare with your mouth, well, what's your mouth got to do with it? If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Well, what on earth? I thought it's just let's believe in our heart and you'll be saved. And the Bible says, we're not turning our chairs for that. We want to hear the sound. You want to confess, you want to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that's how you get saved. That's how you get saved. It's not through silent belief. Stop being a silent, oppressed Christian and lift your voice and lift the name of Jesus and lift the Word of God and let fire protrude from your mouth. Let a hammer be hammered into your future. Come on, church. Mm-hmm. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified. You're being justified and still dead. You're forgiven by Christ, but gosh, you can still be a very sad person. The cross is the cross and the resurrection together. So with your heart you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. That's how you got saved. Like, what on earth is the Bible doing here? Why would it ask you to say something? It's because God is the Word. He's not just president. He's not just power. He's expression. So you're not really saved until you believe and confess. And the moment you attach confession onto belief, chairs turn. They just turn because heaven turns to faith and voice. I'm going to say it's the last one, right? Mark 11, 22 and 23 starts off with, have faith in God. Oh, gosh, I love that. Have faith in God. Dave, be fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's able to perform. Fully persuaded. I'm not going to doubt it. It's what you need. It's what you need. To be fully persuaded. Have faith. Okay, I'm fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's able to perform. I got it, Lord. That's good enough? No, it's not good enough. If anyone speaks to this mountain and doesn't doubt in his heart, it'll be lifted up and thrown into the sea. It's not good enough to believe. It's not good enough to have a bit of theology behind you. It's not good enough just to believe Jesus is Lord or Jesus is all powerful. You got to now speak to that mountain and declare the Word of God over the opposition that's come your way. Church, you can't just believe this stuff any longer. You have to speak this stuff to release the power of this stuff. We're going to have to change. Have to dial up the volume. You're going to have to change. Some of you think, well, I'm just an introvert. Yeah, but be an extrovert for the sake of the kingdom of God. Stop just being, oh, I'm just going to be me. Well, it's ridiculous just being you, because that's the quiet you, quietened down by Satan. Well, I'm just shy. Yeah, that's niggly fear. What are you doing? I'm not saying you need to shout this stuff out, but I'm just saying you need to declare this stuff in the public arena. The spirit of praise, words of power, words of authority, words of direction. You need to bring it from the inside of you through to the outside of you. Paul and Silas, Acts 16, we won't turn to it, spoke over their prison cell with the singing of hymns at midnight. They sang. What on earth did they sing? The word. You're at midnight. The difference is Paul and Silas were singing. They were singing. They weren't complaining. They weren't whinging. They weren't assessing. They weren't backing off. They were singing at midnight. And number one, the earth quaked. Number two, the doors are opened. Number three, the chains fell off. Number four, the lights were turned on. Number five, somebody showed them the way out. It happened after they started to sing at midnight. At midnight. When God created the heavens and the earth, He didn't just say, let there be light. He spoke 10 times. 10 times. Over 6 days or 6 units of time, whatever you prefer. But He spoke 10 times. What are you doing saying, I tried it out? It's like God saying, I turned the lights on, but it's all a bit wet. Tried it out, gave it a shot. It seems like if God needs to say, let there be 10 times, then surely, as human beings pitted by sinfulness, we need to say it 100 times, 1,000 times to reflect the nature of God and to see the miracles that God has for us come to pass. Is this not a word from God this morning? Pretty soon, in about a month's time, I won't be saying uh-huh because everyone will be clapping. Everyone will be excited. Everyone will fill in the gaps with their own praise, with their own exuberance, with their own extroversion to God. Because you're going to get this. At the moment, I'm filling the silences in. Pretty soon, there'll be no silences. Might be the voice of praise or the voice of victory or the voice of direction or the voice of forgiveness or the voice of desire or the voice of declaration. But it's the voicing of His word that launches 1,000 ships and launches a chain reaction in heaven. Your future is tapping its fingers, waiting for your voice to snatch it off the windowsill. I made that up. Thank you. Let's finish with Joel 2:28. And this is what it says. And afterwards, that afterwards is now. Joe coming up on keyboard. Afterwards, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Yeah, what are you going to do about that? Oh, hang on a sec. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Well, let me do my bit here. Dave, the sons and daughters of the house of God shall not complain any longer. They shall prophesy the word of God into the darkness that surrounds them, and they shall see light and life all the days of their life. Father, I thank You that You've got no nephews and nieces. There's not one person indirectly related to God. He's only got sons and daughters. You're not pushed to the side thinking, well, I'm one of the ugly cousins. You're not. You're a son. You're a daughter of the house. Stand up and realize the sons and the daughters shall. It's not might. It's not maybe. But they shall prophesy. Not complain. Not hold a grudge. Not freak out. Prophesy. It's time to speak what's to come. It's time to not speak negatively, but to speak triumphantly through the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to stop describing our mountains. We're going to stop saying it can't be done. We're going to stop saying it's impossible. We're going to stop being swallowed up by fear and doubt. We're going to come out fighting. We're going to come out declaring. We're going to come out confirming His word by being messengers of His word. We're going to be the voice that declares the word. I'm going to do part two next week. Next week, I'm going to tell you why we're obsessed about asking people their names. Like, why would we care? If you're never going to see someone again, why ask them their name? What is that? What is this? What is this vocalization of a name that is so inherent in human beings? Dogs don't do it. Cats certainly don't do it. But humans, what's your name? Why do you care? Why don't you just invent a name? Because I'll never see you again. No, we're walking on holy territory. Why did God ask Adam to name the animals? Why? What on earth is going on there? Why is there a direct link between mental illness and the words that we speak? Like, it's not even a twisted country road. It's a direct link between mental illness and the words we speak. Why? What is this power? What is this ability? What is this that we can create negative spaces? We can create positive energy, but way beyond negative energy, positive energy, that we can come through and become like God. Declare His word, His mountain beating word. I can't wait for next week, but you know who you need to bring next week. It's a simple message, but wow. If Jesus had to say, let there be, then surely you need to say, let there be. You want to be the voice. Don't be the victim. Stop being the victim. You want to be the voice. I can't wait for Tebow tonight. It's at the 5 p.m. service. He's talking about breaking resistance. And there's a bit of resistance in all of our hearts. When someone says, don't walk on the grass, I'm going to walk on the grass. When I say it's all about the voice, you think, oh gosh, is that just positivity? See, it's because there's a bit of resistance in you. It's a bit of cynicism, sarcasm. Is that guy Australian or is that guy American? You know, what is it about that guy? See, that's because you need to break resistance. It's little fears, little niggles, little doubts. You need to be here at the 5. We're going to do the double from now on. This is part of our big weekend series. Father God, just lift your hands. You don't have to close your eyes. Father, we sanctify our mouths. We set our mouths apart. Come on, touch your lips right now. Father, these lips are like the rudder of a ship. They've taken us down some hurricane alleys. They've taken us through the Bermuda Triangle. Father, take us into the vast Indian Ocean of your promises. Take us into the vast Indian Ocean of the destiny and the will and the purposes of God that you have for our lives. Father, we touch our lips to sanctify our lips and to lay hands upon ourselves and to say, be holy as God is holy. Father God, I pray that we would build our future and would become the voice and the chairs would begin to turn and things would begin to happen. I pray for those, Lord God, who are lacking energy. Holy Spirit, come and energize them. I pray that you pick this word up, Holy Spirit, and you'd energize the people with this word to make what was impossible easy, easy. And Father, right now, transform the very essence of your church, the very essence of our lives, the very essence of who we are. And Father, those on an endless cycle of self-hatred, an endless cycle of negativity and cynicism, pray, even right now, Lord, you'd rescue them. Come on, God's hand's been lifted down. He's the shepherd. He's the shepherd. He's got a crook, and he's lifting you by the neck right now, out from that rut that looks like a coffin. And he's bringing you out of that suicidal thought, that anorexic thought. He's bringing you out of that negative thought. He's bringing you out of that depressive thought. He's bringing you out of that post-traumatic stress thought. He's bringing you out right now. Right now, he's bringing you out. 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 He declares it. The president declares it. And the Holy Spirit empowers it. And Jesus expresses it. Father, right now, God, right now, Jesus, let a resilience come upon us. Sanctify not just our lips, but sanctify our minds. And Father God, we thank you for preparing us for the greatest days of our entire lives. Father, we declare, Jesus, the increase of this church. We declare the increase of our lives. We declare the saving of our friends and neighbors. We declare, Lord, ministries rising, churches being planted, the world being penetrated by the Spirit of God, this nation changing through the power and the expression of the Word of God. Father God, let your Word be a rumble in the jungle. Let there be a rise. Let there be a sound. Let there be a still small voice. Let there be the shout of praise, and let there be the singing of midnight. Let there be the singing of midnight. Let there be the spirit and the sound and the words of praise at midnight. Look up, Father God, Father God, Father God. You're beautiful. Just for 30 seconds, just whisper, just say, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for the reminder. He's nudged you. He's not going to dictate to you. Just say, thank you, Lord, for helping me change. And thank you, Lord, that it took you 10 times to create the heavens and the earth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Encourage your saints, Lord God. Make them feel stronger than they've ever felt before. Let this word not be a word of condemnation, but let it be a word of victory. Let it be like the turning on of a tap, Lord, like the coming of rain. And we thank you that your word expressed will not return void. We thank you that it will accomplish everything for which it's sent. Even as the rain comes down from heaven, so it is with your word. It comes down from God into our lives. That it will accomplish. That God's word will accomplish. It will accomplish that for which it was sent. We thank you that our confidence is not self-confidence. It's confidence in the unbreakable, in the undeniable, and the unerring word of truth, the word of God in Jesus Christ. Stand up and give him a clap offering of praise. Come on, church, give him a clap offering of praise. Come on, praise him. 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 Lift your voice and praise him. Lift your voice and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. From whom all blessings flow. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Break resistance. Break resistance. Break resistance. Break resistance. Break
resistance. Father, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Jesus.
We hope that you've enjoyed our podcast today, and if you have, we'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast right on our homepage. Why not head to our website at hopecity.church to keep up to date with all that's happening in the life of the church.